I'm bringing different thyroid patients on weekly, monthly, to tell their story so that you, as a thyroid patient, can relate. And not only relate in the misery that they went through and misdiagnosis and wrong medication, but relate in their journey and relate in the hope that things can change. So when you hear Gabriella's story today, I know many of you are going to resonate with both the pain and the frustration, as well as the excitement and the thrill of literally getting your life back and seeing your body change. And if you're not there, if you're sitting there thinking, well, no, I can't relate to that joy and excitement at all because I'm still on the struggle bus. Allow this story to give you that hope that things can change. There is nothing like this on the market. So if you want to get your hands on something very unique, then it's going to be Collagen Fixer 2.0. Here's what I did. Reblended it completely. Took three trademarked bioactive collagen peptides and put them together. One of them, Verisol. This is clinically proven to reduce your wrinkles and to reduce the appearance of cellulite and to improve your hair strength. So it helps your hair grow too. Number two, body balance. This bioactive peptide has been shown to increase lean body mass and decrease fat mass. So now we're getting the reduction of cellulite. We're getting improved body composition. Oh, wait, there's one more. Fortigel. Fortigel supports cartilage tissue growth, helping those joints. So anyone with joint pain, if this is holding you back from working out, add this in. So now you get improved joints, improved mobility, improved body composition, better lean muscle, less fat, less cellulite, better hair, better skin, better nails, and some protein too. Why aren't you adding this in? There is nothing at all like it on the market. I'm pretty proud. Pretty proud of this bad boy. Collagen Fixer 2.0. So with me is a former patient of mine, former, present, I don't know. You're still, we keep in touch all the damn time. Gabriella, thank you so much for jumping on here and just being so open and vulnerable to share everything with my audience.
Of course. No, I mean, it's truly a pleasure. And you know, it's crazy the transformation that it's been. So it's the least I can do.
That's awesome. All right. So yeah, like I said, let's go all the way back. I mean, this has been, it's been over a year, right? Since you've been on this journey.
Yeah. So I actually contacted you last year around October. That's when I started. I was an obese kid growing up. Mm-hmm. Always, I try, you know, Weight Watchers, Slim Fast, like the diet, you name it. I probably did it. My mom probably gave it to me. But there was always this, like, I could never lose weight. I would never just magically was able to lose weight or naturally lose weight. So like, I guess in the back of my mind, I always kind of knew or thought that there was something wrong, but the lack of education, especially me growing up in Mexico, nobody talks about thyroid. Nobody talks about like that feeling like crap. It's not okay. Mm-hmm. That feeling tired all the time. It's not okay and should not be a thing, you know? So, yeah. I mean, fast forward, I was able to lose, you know, weight in my college years and keep it off for a long time. And I want to say 6 years ago, it's been the fittest I ever was. I was doing CrossFit. I was running marathons. I was like, you know, like doing long bike rides and all this stuff. And it's the year that I met my husband, but still my weight would not go down. I remember I actually went to see a nutritionist. I tried like a very strict diet for 3 months and I lost 1 pound. Mm-hmm. So it was always that in the back of my mind of like, there's got to be something that I'm not figuring out and I don't know what it is. But I didn't feel sick at the time. I just like thought it was weird, right? Mm-hmm. Now, fast forward, I had 2 kids. I had a miscarriage. They started mentioning your thyroid is wrong. Like they started medicating me with like 170 grams of Synthroid, but not even Synthroid, like the brand name, like the levothyroxine.
Yep.
And that's when I like started picking pieces of like functional thyroid. I remember listening to the word, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't even know where to look for it or who to ask. And so a year before I contacted you or found you, I remember I had a friend doctor and I went to see her and I said, there's got to be something wrong with me. I must have had cancer. I'm puking all the time. I feel like crap. I cannot play with my kids. I'm mad all the time. I cannot lose weight to save my life. I was at this point like 210 pounds. I was like, there's got to be something wrong with me. Run all the tests. And after running tests, all she said was, your vitamin D is low and you have Hashimoto's. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time I heard Hashimoto's. So I went and asked my endocrinologist at the time. And she said, oh, well, but you're fine. Just keep taking your pill. Hashimoto's is fine. Like, you don't need to do anything. So I was like, okay, but why do I feel like crap? And she's like, oh, no, you're fine. Let's just keep taking your pill. And they keep increasing the doses on levothyroxine. So that's when I got my first book on Hashimoto's. I started reading and I was like, wow, this is not that as little deal as this doctor says. It's bigger than this. It's something that I need to explore and find out. So in this process, we kept going. We moved to Florida. My family did. And this time I was already starting to cut gluten. And I remember I went on a keto for like a month, right? Because that's what we do. We try to find diets to lose weight. Yep. Because that's what we think is going to work. Mm-hmm. And so I remember I went on this diet and I did it for 3 weeks, very clean. I was working out intensely and I get on the scale, nothing, not a single pound. I think I gained one. Mm-hmm. And so after that gym class, I got on the car, I started crying. And I remember praying and something in my head said, you know, the Holy Spirit said functional thyroid. And I went to a podcast, I searched thyroid, functional thyroid, and you came up, your podcast came up. So I started listening to your story and I pulled over at a gas station and I cried for like 5 minutes and I said, she's going to help me. I have to contact her. Like, she doesn't sound like I'm crazy. Like, maybe she can figure it out. Maybe, like, you know, and I booked my first call with you a year, like this month.
It's our anniversary. That's,
I know.
Oh, cool. That is so. And I am a firm believer in divine intervention. I absolutely believe that the Lord moves us to the people that are supposed to be in our lives when we're ready for it. So, and I've heard that multiple times from people that have called and said, you know, I stumbled upon you. You came up in my feed, whatever. And it's like, yeah, it's divine intervention. That's why.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm going to go back. We're going to talk about your whole story, but I really want to go back to even you as a kid, because you had mentioned to me, and I was a fat kid too. And that's really hard when it comes to school. And I know, you know, you were bullied. You were bullied by classmates. You even got some comments from your own family. Looking back, was weight a struggle back then? And do you think that maybe there was something going on with you even at that age?
I mean, no questions about it. Yes, like there was something going on. I know that in my heart, because it wasn't lack of trying. You know, my mom was trying to feed me healthy. My dad, in his own loving way, you know, like we were working out a lot. Like, mm-hmm. It was definitely something wrong. And I even see it on my kids. You know, I discovered that my daughter is allergic to colorant because I started relating what she's eating affects her. Mm-hmm. So like, had I known, and that's why I say lack of education, because had I grown up without the gluten and without all these things, I'm sure I would have had a very different childhood.
Yeah. Yeah. But
there wasn't the tools. How, you know?
Right. Oh, no, absolutely.
And no one ever told me. Every single time my levels got tested, it's like, oh, you're within the range. Oh, mm-hmm. you're normal. Even when I had the miscarriage, like it was like, oh no, you're within the normal. Like, it's fine. It we're so used to hearing like, oh, you're like, you are the problem and your labs are fine. So you've got to have some mental things where you are wrong, you know?
Did it start getting in your head? Did you start doing the self-blame game of maybe it is my fault, maybe I'm not doing enough, maybe I'm crazy?
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah. And to be honest too, when I first had my appointment with you, I went through like almost like a grieving time, if you want to call it, like 3 weeks where I was, well, like, first of all, I didn't want to know anything about like eating healthy or anything, because I was like, well, my whole life I've been wasting. And like, you know, it's almost like that feeling of like, it's unfair. And you're so out of control. And it's like, well, why did I discover it on my 30s? Why did it happen so late? And it's almost this like sense of, well, it wasn't my fault. And it just really embracing that and really sinking in like, well, I have a problem. I need to find a solution. but you know, I like, how come no one told me? You almost victimize yourself. And I had to go through this process of being okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I completely understand that. And then there's even anger that I'm sure you experience, that a lot of my patients experience when they do have that first answer where, you know, we tell you, this is what's going on with you. It's right here in black and white, looking at your labs. Obviously you started on 125, you came to me on 125 milligrams of T4. And whenever I see that, I know, oh my gosh, we're going to see an elevated reverse T3. We're going to see the low free T3, all of your symptoms aligned with not being treated properly. But then once we do, and you realize like that miscarriage didn't have to happen. That was from a not optimized thyroid. That was from being on this freaking T4 that everybody kept telling me I was normal. So talk to me about that. Like, how'd you work through that anger of, you know, even losing a child and going through that tumultuous time, you and your family?
I mean, it is definitely like you hit the nail on the head. It is definitely anger, just knowing that there's so many things you could have prevented. But, you know, like one of the first things I did while I was waiting for my appointment with you, you know, from in between the labs, I started listening to all of your podcasts. I listened to the Thyroid Masterclass. I educated myself. I read lots of books because I wanted to deeply understand what was happening and how can I avoid it for my daughter and how can I change the things that I didn't have control on. But, you know, at the end of the day, I go back to like, I'm a firm believer in God and I do know that everything happens for a reason. And I'm grateful that at least I was now able to have a solution. You can't look back and think, well, you know, like, and I'm fully convinced that I'm going to meet my baby one day in heaven. We'll see him one day.
Yep.
You know, it's like at one point to move forward, you have to let go and you have to just embrace the like new you in the new things and just move forward.
Yeah.
And take a chance, like take a step. Because I remember even talking to my husband. We were thinking, you know, like, oh, but it's going to be costly and this, you know. But like, you even said it on the podcast. Well, at this point, you haven't lost anything. So what more do you have to lose?
Yeah, that's like, true.
You know, it's like, well, you know, you can keep wondering and pondering, should I do it? Should I not? But like, at one point, you just have to like, take the step, take that leap of faith and keep moving.
Yeah. I mean, that's applicable to all areas of life, I think. That's a great just kind of rule to live by.
Yeah.
Is whenever you feel a little bit stuck, you just take that next step. The worst thing you can do is stop moving. The worst thing you can do is give up. Because if you would have given up, oh my God, I don't even know where would you be right now if you hadn't taken that step? I mean, exhaustion. I was still in
like 200 something pounds. And I was waking up every single morning so upset. And I had this like mood swings. And I was waking up with this eerie feeling of like, I'm fat. Like, but beyond the fat, it's like, I wasn't healthy. Eating all the time. I was feeling sick. Like, I didn't feel right. I couldn't play with my kids. I didn't have the energy. I was always tired. I wasn't walking 5Ks and signing up for half marathons. You know, I felt like I lost a big part of me.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly it. I'm glad you mentioned the weight, but plus the health. I mean, of course, as women, we want to look the way that we feel. You know, when we're feeling like a badass, we want to look that part. But there's the whole health component to carrying extra weight. And I mean, you came from a family with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart conditions, diabetes, cancer. I mean, it just ran. I mean, and then we found out that your mom had hypo and we fixed her. Yeah. So you've come from that entire family of disease, and that would only end up presenting itself in you probably at a very young age if you kept going the route you were going and if you were carrying around that excess weight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, this is me literally just speaking to you from the heart. So many of you know I've been where you are with the struggle of weight gain, unexplained. Literally, you're doing everything you can and nothing is working. And I've been in the boat of crushing fatigue, like the type of fatigue you can't explain to anyone unless they've gone through it. The hair loss, legit, when you're counting the hairs that fall out of your head, I get that because I've been there. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. That's why it's my passion to help you specifically get to where you deserve to be. get to optimization land, which I always joke about being in. But it's not really a joke. It's a place. It's a place of existence in your life where you can enjoy life. You can go out with your friends. You can have a glass of wine. You're not gaining weight looking sideways at a brownie. You have energy to get through the day. You don't even think about being tired because you're not tired. You're just confident. You're confident in your own body. You're confident in your own skin. And beyond that, you're out of that frustrating cycle of doctor jumping, thinking that maybe this one will listen to me. Maybe this one will actually do what they're supposed to do. And then you're disappointed again and you're crying in your car like I was. So that is why it's literally been my mission. And I've been working on this for years and finally got here to help every single person in every single state and some of Canada. So we can now prescribe to all 50 states. And the reason why this is important is because if you have low thyroid function and you have low hormones, there is no supplement, there's no diet, there's no lifestyle change that you can do to build those hormones back up. And I flat out call BS on any program out there that promises you optimization without actually using bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, including thyroid hormone replacement. If you're not making hormones properly, you're not making hormones properly, and we have to replace that. Now, many of you are in the process of begging your doctor for bioidentical hormones that they're uneducated on. They tell you scary things that just, you know, don't believe them. And many of you are trying to beg your doctor to give you the right thyroid medication. Well, you can stop that now too, because we can order all the labs, prescribe all the bioidentical hormones, all the thyroid medication, all the things. We can do that to all 50 states and most of Canada. Now, when you work with me, when you work with my team, you're getting personalized plans, personalized treatment plans, personalized nutrition, the whole deal, top to bottom. You get what you need to get to the finish line, to enjoy your life, to live with me in optimization land, which is where you deserve to be. You deserve that. So click the link in the show notes, book a free call. We're going to go over everything with you. You don't have to remember everything I just said. The one thing you have to remember is I've been there. I can help you. I promise you're not that tough of a case. And it doesn't matter where you live in the United States and parts of Canada, we can help you. And yeah, I remember one of your things was nausea. I mean, you had the inability to lose weight, always tired, no libido, dry hair, dry. But yep. You had this nausea every day. Tell me about that.
So I was eating like very little and I felt full right away. I wasn't digesting things. So it was outside of thyroid. Like it was one of the first thing you addressed. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of nausea. I couldn't eat. And I was puking about like 5 or 6 times a week. Mm-hmm. I was eating a lot. And so you prescribe the digest times. And it's funny because even now when I run out of them within 3 days, I start feeling sick again.
Now that's interesting. Okay.
I mean, I pretty much now live by them, but yeah, the nausea is gone. The puking is gone. Yeah. Like I went back to like being able to like enjoy the foods and not feel sick, which is funny because my brother had the same symptoms and, you know, it was like, we discovered that he had thyroid issues too. So it was like a family affair. We were all...
It's very genetic. It very much runs in the family. So yeah. And that I would say is kind of not an odd symptom, but it's one, it's kind of like the joint pain, which I know that, you know, you had a little bit of that too, and it ran in your family, just that inflammation, the joint pain that it could be totally unrelated. The nausea could be completely unrelated or it could be related. So what we see with hypothyroidism Hashimoto patients is that they lack betaine HCL, they lack that hydrochloric acid, and they lack the ability, well, motility is slowed. So everything going through your GI tract is slowed down. And it's very easy. That's where the constipation comes in. That's where the nausea for you came in. And it's all about just when you improve the thyroid, it signals to the rest of the body, including the GI tract, to just work better, to move things through appropriately as they should be moved through the body. and processed appropriately. So that was one kind of really unique component, but I like talking about these unique components because again, someone out there might go, oh my gosh, I thought this nausea was just me or something I was eating or something I was doing wrong. And it really wasn't.
Yeah. And there's a lot of symptoms like that, that you don't even realize that they go hand in hand with something that you're going through.
So bring us a little bit further. So you and I start working together. Obviously we're optimizing thyroid, we're optimizing hormones. We're doing all that. How hard was it on you to change your eating, change your lifestyle? Because you, like you said, you had already, you'd done the keto thing, you'd done the exercise. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that wasn't the hard part because I was already, I've always eaten pretty clean. I've always loved working out. The thing that changed huge was the fact that now I had energy. Now I actually wanted to do it. I went through a period where like, I just didn't want to work out. And it wasn't, again, I had to learn that it wasn't me. It was the disease and that was a consequence. And so now new me, new optimized me had actually energy. And I had the energy to go to the gym and to walk. And in fact, this year I started this challenge where I'm walking 12,000 steps every day.
Nice. Love it.
Yeah. Love so. It. Walking a lot, I'm eating clean. In fact, it was the other way around because I had to cut gluten completely. And whenever I wanted to like, you know, have a treat or something, I would feel sick right away. Now that has gone away. If I want to go on a trip and have a cheat meal and enjoy, my body can handle it now. Mm-hmm. And it's fun and it's awesome, you know, because I went from like, oh, I had a drink, I have nauseous and puking to like, oh, I can have a fun evening with my husband out and you know, and have libido and have fun and all these things that were gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the goal. That is the goal. That's why I tell everyone, my goal is to get you to a place where you can enjoy life because life was meant to be enjoyed. Yes. I'm not into this, you know, you biohack your way into misery and you're perfect all the time. And how dare you let a brownie come in? Oh my God. Or a piece of pizza. No, go and enjoy that. And yeah, if it's gluten, it might kick your ass. It might not. But if it's just a random treat and you have your body optimized, your metabolism's running, then you can handle that. You don't have to pay the price of being 5 pounds heavier after you do that.
And that was huge too, right? But that took time. And it's funny because you, one of your first podcasts that when you started the program, you explained, you know, that the metabolism is like a wet pile of meat.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is so true because, I mean, if I'm 1,000% honest, my first 6 months with you, I didn't lose that much weight. Mm-hmm. I only like reduced the puffiness. It's like all the puffiness went away. Mm-hmm. And people, of course, were starting to notice that I was doing something, but the big, big, big weight loss came with like, you know, the thyroid fixer and came also with like, once my metabolism was like up and running, which took a good 6-7 months, you know, it took a long time to like optimize my thyroid. But once that happened, it's like, you know, it's like running, my metabolism is on fire. And I can, like you said, I can have like a brownie or well, which brownies are not my big thing, but like chips, you know, like for example, the like avocado oil chips. I love chips.
Oh, those are good.
Mm-hmm. I love chips. And I took a mixologist class and I learned how to make my own drinks so that.
Nice little bartender at home there.
Yeah. So like, I mean, you can still have that. You can still enjoy life, you know, but now I'm not feeling sick. I'm not gaining like 5 or 10 pounds the next morning. It's awesome. You truly free yourself from that and from thinking that life is always going to be you stuck in this place where you feel sick and heavy.
So how much weight have you lost now or up to now that we're at a year?
So 23 pounds.
Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But and you look like you've lost a lot more.
Well, because I'm tall and so I hide the weight, which is funny, right? But the crazy thing is when I was doing CrossFit and I was at my fittest and I was running marathons, I was 186 pounds. Mm-hmm. With marriage and pregnancies and stuff. And when I started with you, I was a 208. Mm-hmm. And like, now I'm down to like 185. I'm a size 8, but you know, it's I'm tall. So like, I mean, probably the lowest I could ever go is like 178. If you look at me, it looks like I've lost 50 pounds.
It really does. It really does. We're going to put your before and after picture up on social, but I mean, the transformation is amazing. You have to see this before and after to really take it in, because you do, you look, I mean, if I just looked at you and looked at your picture and didn't know your height, I would say you're, you know, 140, because you've tightened up all around, and you had to put on muscle too, to balance it out. Mm-hmm. Because you're, yeah. I mean, what did I say to you the other day? I'm like, you're tiny. You're so tiny.
The puffiness went away, because that is, you're puffy. It's crazy how much when I started, I had this puffiness to it,
yeah. Which
I think is very related to just not being optimized and what gluten does to you.
Well, yeah, it's thyroid moon phase. So a lot of times people will, and I mean, you can get the inflammation all through your body, obviously, but there's that classic like round poofiness of the face, usually of the eyes, under the eyes, that a lot of my patients will say they see pretty much right away. Like, especially when we add in that T3, when we add in T2, when we make that shift off of T4 only, which absolutely sucks, then even like that first really month, they'll start to see their faces go down, the dark circles and the under eye poofiness goes down. And you just start to, like you said, you start to feel that shift, and you know that there's light at the end of the tunnel then.
The skin too, the dry skin went away, libido came back. My hair was all like falling a lot, that stopped. My nails are strong. Little things that you don't even think about, the moodiness. I was constantly tired and yelling at my kids. Mm-hmm. You know, like all the little things that you don't really realize.
Yep. Yeah. Now, what med and dose are you on right now?
So I am taking 180 of Armor, which yep. is, I take 90 and 90.
Yep.
And then I take 10 milligrams of T3 in the morning and 10 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I just asked that just for a reference point, because you started on Levo. I know a lot of people are going to resonate with being on T4 only. And now we've completely changed you over. Levo isn't even in the mix anymore. Yeah, you still have some T4 in the Armor, but Levo is gone. Now we've brought in, and this just shows that there are so many different combinations, and your body is so unique in terms of what you need. I know that 99% of people do not need T4 only. It's not going to work. But when we find what you do need and what your body jives with and what combination and dose gets you optimized at that unique individual, it's just this beautiful symphony. So you can see, or you can hear, that Gabriella just completely changed her totally and completely.
And the funny thing is that the first time, you know, because I started first with, I think 75 or 60 of Armor, mm-hmm. Armor. And I remember I had my first check and I said, oh, I feel great. I have a lot of energy. And she's like, no, you need more.
Yeah.
In my mind, I was like, well, you know, what more energy can I have? Like, how is this going to work? But like, finally, once they optimized me, I was like, whoa, holy crap. Like, I actually like, you know, have energy. I get up. I have two toddlers. I have, they are 3 and 5, but you know, when I started last year, they were 2 and 4. So it's a very physically demanding stage. And I have a full-time job plus other things. And so the fact that I had no energy and now I have energy to do everything and run and go up and down, like it really is a game changer in someone's life.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, paint the picture now. So now, okay. Yeah. You have energy, you take care of the kids, you're working, you're taking care of your family. I mean, how would you describe life as we know it right now?
Like full of energy. I went from having 4 cups of coffee to having 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was drinking a lot of coffee just to try to survive. And I was drinking Red Bulls just because everything hurt and I was tired all the time. Come 7 p.m., I wanted to like pass out and sleep. I didn't have time to like read them a bedtime story, or let alone take them on bike rides on Saturday, or all the little things that life is very demanding. And it's funny because I have friends that they've shared with me that they have thyroid issues. And I always hear that and I identify myself with that, because they're like, oh, I'm always tired. Oh, I don't feel good. Oh, I feel, you know,
yep.
Like all these little symptoms, they just creep up on you.
Yeah.
And the sucky thing is that you go to the doctor and you're like, hey, please check me. And they're like, oh, no, you're fine. Just keep taking this pill. Like, you're crazy. Like, your levels are fine.
Yeah, I know. That's the sad part of it. It really is that so many people, and you see it with your friends, they'll complain about the symptoms. And I'm sure that you've interjected once or twice and said, listen, here's the problem. You're on the wrong medication. They're treating you incorrectly. They're not doing all the testing. And I mean, you can send the message out. And that's what I'm hoping that, listen, if your message lands on two people, and it's going to hit more than that, but changes the lives of two people, two women take a step to get out of that hole that they're in, maybe to finally be able to get pregnant, you know, deal with, I've had patients that have multiple miscarriages and they have no idea why, and their doctor doesn't know why. And it all comes down to a malfunctioning thyroid. So if you can help two people, multiple people, that's what it's all about. Like you said, there's a purpose to everything. God leads us through really dark times, but when you get to the other side and you can see the light, that's when you start touching the lives of other people.
Yeah. And it's funny that you mentioned the miscarriages with the baby, because my daughter, and you know, she was a miracle baby. She was a 1% chance, but she was a twin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And a twin that we lost.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they put me on thyroid medication for the first time once they discovered that I had lost a twin and there was one baby.
Right.
So I switched doctors, and she's the first one that put me on 25 milligrams of levothyroxine.
Yeah.
Like the 180 that I'm taking now.
It's quite a stark difference.
It feels like a joke.
It's kind of a joke, but you made it through, and now you have a beautiful daughter because of it. So, and because of your journey, and like you mentioned earlier, split dosing, you created, how did you start making these bracelets that are amazing pill holders, so we never forget and never go without our meds in the afternoon? What? How'd that start?
So it's funny, you know, because as you mentioned earlier, I got my mom in this journey too. I got her to sign up as a patient with you. And I knew that it was going to be really hard for her to remember to take her pill. In fact, for me, it was really tough at first. Mm-hmm. I think it was one of the biggest adjustments to go from taking one dose in the morning to like now twice a day and not drinking coffee and empty stomach and all these little things that you have to make part of your life. It's who you are now. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I've told myself. And I remember I asked you once, you know, like, well, when do I stop taking the meds? Like, you know, when do I get off the meds? And you're like, well, fit and broken, you know, like pretty much you're it's a pill you have to take for life. Like it's what your body needs. It's who you are now, and it's what your body needs to function. But I remember, you know, I would often forget the medication, and even like if I didn't put it on my phone, or like I would be working and then like crap, you know, like 3 p.m. would hit and I forgot to take the pill again, or I wanted to eat lunch and I forgot to take the pill again. And so I came up with this idea of carrying the pills with me at all times. That way I wouldn't forget. That way, whenever like my alarm went off or something like reminded me of taking the pills were with me at all times. So I designed this beautiful bracelet that holds the pills, and it's waterproof and it's stylish. That way, you know, women can carry their medications with them at all times and pop the pills when needed.
It's gorgeous too. I mean, it's so stylish. I absolutely love it. I've given it out as gifts multiple times. So tell people where they can find that. We're going to have a link in the show notes too.
Yeah. So it's Pill Holder Charm. And I will also put a coupon code for if they want to get it. It's called Pill Holder Charm. Go for it. And 20 for you. It's a 20% code, discount code that I will be given.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thank you for that. And Gabriella, if you could leave the audience with one thing, I know it's totally Barbara Walters here, but yeah, if you could leave the audience with one thing, what would you tell them?
Take the chance, you know, to give yourself the chance to like go for it. Like don't get hold up with like, well, it's costly, or oh, it's going to take long, or this, like just go for it.
Yeah.
Or like don't hold back. Like had I not taken the chance a year ago, and here's so this weekend, and I got to tell you, I mean, this weekend, my husband and I went on a little getaway on a staycation, because for me, hitting like 185 is a huge goal.
Yeah.
Huge goal. Like I dreamed of seeing that number, you know, on the scale. I remember so many nights and years, like I wasted thinking like, if I can only like, just get healthy. It's not even about the weight. It's just like being there for my kids and have just be healthy. So you came truly as a response from God for me. And so had I not taken the chance, I wouldn't be here. And it's crazy. I was looking at the before and after photos and it blows my mind. I still honestly don't recognize myself still. Like it's crazy. So, you know, if you're out there listening to the podcast, like I was last year, just go for it. Yeah, like take the chance. You literally have nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. That's great. That's amazing. Well, Gabriella, go back to your staycation, go back to your hubby, enjoy your success. But thank you so much for jumping on because you really have no idea how much this means to me, but to my listeners. Really, my message has always been from the beginning to have hope, because unless you have that hope, you're not going to take that next step. You're going to stay right where you are. You're going to just really think the darkest things and think that nothing is ever going to change. And you're giving people that light that it can change.
Yeah. It's crazy because I like just can't help but look back into like me walking and listening to your podcast and listening to these things that you're saying, you know, have hope, and like how I was a year ago when I started and how like how I thought, you know, oh, it's going slow, but it's not. Like really, you blink and a year went by.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you wait another year, I just saw this quote, a year from now, you will wish you had started today. So there you go. That's so true.
Yes, that is very true.
So true. So thank you so much for your time today and for jumping on here. I greatly appreciate it. And all the listeners, thank you too.
Of course. Thank you, Dr. Amy.